Blog Talk Radio.
About it, when you think about technology, when you think about the opportunities out here, you're basically looking at what's the best thing for you to do in a growing economy. Well, also in the change of an economy like this, you want to make sure you're doing everything possible to build your network. Notice that when you look at the opportunities out here today, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about technology, apps, websites, and basically links to services, no more brick and mortar. Everything now is click to order. And now that it's more convenient for you, all the tech companies have grown exponentially during this pandemic time. And here we are now, October 29th, 2020, we are still in a pandemic since March of this year. So if you look at it, it has taken us months to really continue to overcome this thing that we've been dealing with since the beginning of the year. And now that we have this, and of course people are frustrated, people are getting a little agitated and wanting this thing to be over, but without the proper guide to get us to that level, we have to make sure that we have somebody who is not only taking care of their business, but also the country's best interest in helping the people, the general public. And that's why building a network, ladies and gentlemen, is not about just you. It is about you helping other people. The PHP effect, people helping people. And the more we stay focused on this throughout the communities where we are, across the country, the better we are, the stronger we are. And then there's nobody who can tell us that this is the way it should be when we know better. If it's not going to benefit the whole, then we won't be a part of that. It has to benefit the whole. Can't be selective in your participation in which groups get what. That shouldn't be the case. Because here's the thing. If you do that and be selective in just which groups you want to support and help, and that's all you want to do, what about the rest of the people who also have money to support you that you didn't get or your demographics of people? Now you just basically shortchange yourself and you're a one-armed man trying to take over just this one particular area. Well, again, that's not the way to think. The way to think is we have to help others as we help ourselves. No matter who we are, no matter where we are in this country, no matter what state and city we live in, it doesn't matter. We have to begin to reach out to each and every one. And that's what's going to help us generate the money we need to do the things we can do to help more in the process and leave a legacy as well. Because, again, we're here for a short time, but when we're here, we want to make sure that we are maximizing the moment, we're taking care of business, we're helping as many people as we can, and we're doing our part, utilizing our gifts and talents for the betterment of mankind. And so the more we structure this way, the more we move gears to the right of the right way of doing things versus the wrong way of doing things, then we'll come out a lot better because, again, it's not about just you. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we were talking about our closing out the month with a plan in mind, And that's basically our topic for today, closing out the month with a plan in mind. And every month, ladies and gentlemen, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, you should have a calendar set as to which way you're going and what periods within the month that you need to be focused the most on. And, of course, the ending of the month is always volume, volume, volume. We're looking at more revenue toward the end of the month versus in the beginning of the month. And because of that, everybody wants to get as much as they can shop-wise, and we want to make sure that we're assisting with our promotionals and campaigns that we're putting together on a weekly, regular weekly basis, so that way others can see exactly what it is we have to offer, if it's going to be something they can easily do, and making sure that it's going to be something they want, need, and can afford. Again, we're only satisfying three things in the marketplace, ladies and gentlemen, is what people want, need, and can afford. The more we stay structured there, the better we are, the more impactful we are. And then guess what? We can help more people as we continue to share the opportunity or the promotion that we're running each week. So if you have an internet-based business, and your business, and you have an interactive website, and your website is up to date, where you basically have a CRM built into it, customer retention management system, that's going to keep all your data of your customers who interact with you online. And not only that, you're capturing their information, their phone number, their name, their email address, and so forth. Then now you can basically run your campaigns, promotional campaigns with that. And also, if you added a video to your website, which can give you a snippet of a mini commercial or something like that, that will also give insight to what it is you do, so that way people can actually see that you're here to stay. And not only that, you got to look at a lot of other avenues, ladies and gentlemen, in social media marketing. You got that. You got Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. So whatever platform you want to use, you want to use the one that's going to be most effective to your target market and how, and your demographics and your age demographics. So which groups are you hitting, 18 to whatever. And so you want to basically be specific in your approach and be strategic in your approach when it comes to basically having a plan in mind. And so what is the plan? Well, guess what? The plan is this. Basically, to generate new revenue by getting new customers to purchase and to participate in my network that I haven't gotten before, because again, ladies and gentlemen, there's over 330 million people in the United States. If you only get 1% of that market, ladies and gentlemen, you're set. You don't have to really worry about a lot, just get the little. And basically, all you're doing is consistently being interactive and being proactive when it comes to your marketing campaigns. What's your plan? How many people do you want to reach each week? What is your financial status goal each week? How much you want to generate each week on a weekly basis, whether it's 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, whatever, a week. You can generate that if you do it the right way. And here's the thing. There's no cap on how much you can earn when you're an entrepreneur and when you have a business plan in mind and you have a game plan in mind, so that way when you close out the month, you'll be good to go. And you can do this consistently each and every month as you do your business. And, of course, when you're online, you have the internet, there's 24/7 activity always. How many referrals are you getting if you're a qualified entrepreneur who is giving top-quality customer service and you're looking out for your customers more than you are yourself? Because if you put yourself in their shoes, and you look for their best interest, and you help them get what they want, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You automatically get what you want. And that's what it's all about. How many people are you helping? How many people are you supporting? And what is the number of people you're interacting with on a daily basis? Yeah, it's a pandemic. Well, we also have opportunities, where, again, where you do your videos on your website. You have Zoom. You have a lot of different platforms you can utilize to get the message out. Again, social media marketing is still strong. Email marketing is still strong, and you still have a lot of avenues, ladies and gentlemen, that you might need to check out that you haven't tapped into yet that could be a benefit for you down the road. But you have to see that in order for you to do that. And so here's what you have to make sure when it comes to closing out the month with a plan in mind is to making sure that your new month, when you start November, how you want to run. So you want to run through October through November. So when you run through the month, you're constantly building your momentum. You're building up your expectation, and you're consistently interacting with people, 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 people. Because, again, when you find the right two, you're through. And basically, you're just looking at the right people who can share, who can run a tally, and give an information about your product or service that you provided to them that made it a help for them to get what they wanted. Guess what? They'll be referring more people to you. And guess what? That's what you want. It's all about you, quality customer service, making sure you're straightforward, you're not sugarcoating nothing, you're being straight to the point, and you're being honest and upfront with them. And when they see that, ladies and gentlemen, this will get you to the next level. This will get you to close out your month strong, close out this year 2020 strong, so when you roll into 2021, you're right on track. Are you on track right now? What is your levels right now? What are your numbers looking like? What are you doing right now to make sure you double up or level up to the next point? You have to be the one deciding factor to do that. And again, there's many opportunities out here, ladies and gentlemen, but you have to find what's suitable for you. How does that tailor fit me and, you know, and what I do and what I'm consistently enjoying doing on a regular basis? You know, just like with this radio show, we've been doing this show since 2012. Here we are 8 years later going into nine that we've been doing this show. Over 15,000 listeners. And guess what? Everybody tunes in every week to hear the tools and tips that we share that's free. We're not charging for this information. The information is free. But it's right information. It's to help support entrepreneurs as a whole, as an ambassador for entrepreneurship, as an ambassador for being a business owner, which you own a system, and an investor, you want to make sure you're on the right side of the cash flow quadrant. Now, whether you're an employee or self-employed on the left side of that quadrant, then guess what? The job owns you and your customers own you. You don't have time, right? But if you're a business owner, which you own a system, and you're an investor, but you have your money working for you, you come out a whole lot better. And guess what? You're building a network so that way you don't have to do all the work yourself. That's what the jobs do. And if you're working a regular job, you're working for your efforts, and once those efforts are no longer available, you no longer get paid. Your money stops. So now you want to find something on a residual level, passive income versus linear income. Building your network from home versus building your network for someone else. Helping yourself get financially free, excuse me, instead of having somebody else to be financially free. So, excuse me. So that's what you have to look at. Which side do you want to be on of the coin? Or should I say, what side do you want to be on the cash flow quadrant? The left side or the right side? I choose the right side because that one right there, it takes time, it takes work, it takes commitment, and also takes discipline for you to get to the next point that you want to get to. If you're disciplined enough, ladies and gentlemen, you can have and do what you want to do when you want to do it. But if you're not, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It's going to take you a longer time. You're going to get frustrated. And then you won't have what you want in the interim. But you got to look out for other people as you look out for yourself. People helping people. That's the magnitude. That's the way we grow. And basically, when you're closing out the month with a plan in mind, you want to make sure you have a strategic output of information to share and giving out proper exposure of your business, your opportunity, what you have to offer in the marketplace for others to see is what you need to do. Everybody's looking, but how you present it makes it or breaks it for you. If you come in raggedy Ann-like, you're not going to get any traction. But professionally speaking, and if you come correct, you'll grab the right people along the route. You see, just think of it as if you was on a train going to a particular destination and you know your stops that the train makes stops on. If it's your stop, you're going to get off. If it's not your stop, you're going to keep staying on it until you get to your stop. Right? So you have to look at it like that. How many people can you interact with on a regular weekly basis? And then how much information can you share with people on a regular consistent basis? Technology has given us an opportunity to where as we can collapse time frame, reaching more people at one time versus us doing it the old-fashioned way. We don't have to do that anymore. That's old and outdated now. So now we have, again, Zoom. You got Microsoft Teams. You know, you got Google Duo now, where you can interact with people, FaceTime with people on your cell phone. And basically, you can reach multiple people at one time. So video conferencing is big. Ladies and gentlemen, having a video on your website is huge. The marketing campaigns that you put together, understanding the five P's of marketing, again, it is all about the people, product, price, place, promotion. Yeah. And once you understand the five P's of marketing, promotion, how we promote and when we promote will make it or break it for us. And that we come correct, professional, and we come to reach the right group of people that we want to reach. And so that's what you want to do. And so as we look at now, the month of October, now that we're at the end of the month, the 29th day, tomorrow the 30th and the 31st is Saturday, November 1st is Sunday. What are we doing for the first of the month of November? As we close out this month, are we running through the month to reach November so that way we can keep the momentum going? Interacting with our customers, interacting with people on a regular, consistent basis. You see? And you're like, well, what if we just wait till the first of the month and then start running? Well, that defeats the purpose. Because if you're not running through October to November, then you already start, you stall the train of building up its momentum. Notice your fire comes when you build your fire and you maintain that fire. That fire will keep lasting throughout to the next day. So you want your fire to keep burning. You don't want to put the fire out. So when you're on fire right now, you're burning through the momentum, you're going to continue all through the month of October to the month of November. You're going to start building up more traction in the month of November from what you did in October at the end of the month. It's funny that everybody wants to wait for what? What are you waiting on? Well, the month is almost over, but that helps your numbers. For the month of October through the month of November, your numbers will continue to grow. Period. You can't take the train off the track and say, okay, now I'm going to put the train back on the track and let's start building up momentum. It don't work that way. You have to make sure that you're being persistent and consistent in your approach in reference to how you're building your business, building your brand, and making sure that your website is interactive where you can get feedback direct from your customers, your suppliers, and whoever else you're interacting with on a basis, on a regular basis. But it's up to you. If you see this opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, you will jump on it. If you don't see it, then you won't touch it. Because, again, it's not for everybody. Everybody will not follow what you're having to say because they feel they already know the answer. And if the one is not coachable, teachable, and trainable, then you don't want to bring that person onto your team, onto your group, because they can actually kill the group, kill the team faster than you can try to get it started. So you have to look at what's most important. What's important now? Utilizing the win formula. What's important now? Well, what's important now is the fact that I have to continue to do this on a regular, consistent basis. Here at GTE Professional Network Radio, we're here to help more entrepreneurs grow, help them build to the level, and not only that, giving them some insights as to what they can consistently do with their website that they currently have. Or if they don't have a website, to hurry up and get a website. And, of course, our company, we can do that for you at Global Touch Enterprise. All you got to do is go to our website, submit a request at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Now, in the final stages, again, I shared earlier, it's time for you, if you haven't voted yet, you need to go vote. Make your voice count. Make your voice heard, be heard, and help as many in your community to vote as well so they can see change come in their area. Notice that you can't be selective as to who you want to serve in the marketplace or in America. You can't just select one group of people because they have your values and interests at heart and they're at a certain level of status in the country that you want to be collectively singling everyone else out who could be potential allies to you to help you build and grow your network like never before. But the more alienation that we give, the hurtful it becomes and the more stagnant your business becomes, and pretty soon you'll be out of business. You see. So this is why it's important to make it sure that your business is for everybody. Every group, every loan organization. Again, there's over 330 million people in the United States. Now, come on. We have to be the ones to step up and step out, do the right thing, consistently share the information that we have in our companies, in our business, in the marketplace, so that way we can be a help to someone. And once we help one, we can help all. Okay? Once we help one, we can help all. So how many are you helping right now? Okay? So, again, I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, my name is Ed Peterson. I'm your host. And again, as we get ready to close out this day, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother Les Brown. And until next week, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to keep building the faith and keep building the dreams.